Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I saw this little missive the other day, and I'm gonna give it to you verbatim. This is by Jill Filipovic. She is a contributor at CNN, and she wrote, "Okay, Boomer, let's talk how my generation got left behind." She writes, "It's another Only in America news cycle. Four young people in three different states shot by strangers, all reportedly because they had the bad luck to approach the wrong house or the wrong car. And all because America allows far too many people to arm themselves with deadly weapons." Ralph Jarl, just 16, apparently thought he was ringing a friend's doorbell in Kansas City, Missouri, when Andrew Lester, an 84-year-old white man, shot Jarl, who was black, through the front door and then shot him again in the head. Jarl miraculously survived, but his life will never be the same. Lester told police he and Jarl exchanged no words before Lester fired. Kaylin Gillis, a white 20-year-old, was in the car with her friends in rural upstate New York when they accidentally turned up the wrong driveway. The homeowner, 65-year-old Kevin Monahan, also white, shot her dead as the car was leaving, according to the local sheriff. And in Texas, two teenage cheerleaders were shot by Pedro Tello Rodriguez, Jr., a 25-year-old Latino man, after one mistook Rodriguez's car for her own in a grocery store parking lot and opened the door. Many leading Americans, particularly leading Republicans, like to point out that most gun owners are law-abiding citizens, not people who buy guns with the intention of committing a crime. The problem, though, is that any society as gun-saturated as ours isn't going to see senseless violence just from criminals. It's going to see senseless violence from people who were law-abiding citizens unless they used a gun to kill or until they used a gun to kill or maim somebody. No one knows what these shooters were thinking when they purchased their firearms. But I feel virtually certain it wasn't, "I'm going to shoot a kid in my driveway." I suspect these men consider themselves law-abiding citizens who simply wanted to protect themselves and perhaps their families or their property, or maybe they even wanted to have a gun just to have one. But because the U.S. allows nearly anyone to arm themselves, we as a society create and enable a situation in which average, often untrained citizens are handed the ability to swiftly end others' lives. And it's a vicious cycle. Many conservatives who object to regulating guns also paint a picture of a violent society in which every person has to be prepared to use deadly force, and a huge majority of gun owners themselves say they own a gun because they're afraid of crime. But of course, with few limits placed on gun ownership, guns are more common and gun crime becomes more pervasive. When guns are ubiquitous in a society, so is gun violence. So in other words, the very gun violence created by lax gun laws and mass gun ownership fuels the kind of fearfulness that leads to gun ownership. America, very obviously, needs to make a change. Owning a gun should be significantly more difficult than owning a car. Our law should require extensive training, the passing of a strict test, reasonable limits on what type of weapon one can own, insurance mandates, safety rules, and regular checks on one's mental health and physical abilities. If you can't see well enough to drive a car, you can't see well enough to responsibly own a firearm. At this point, the public can't know whether any of these shooters would have passed these benchmarks. but these basic regulations could save a great many lives. In the same way, a driver's test makes the rules of the road clear to drivers and hopefully sends a message that if they break the law, ignorance is no defense. A stricter gun ownership process can emphasize to gun owners that their weapon is their responsibility. And if they fire first and ask questions later, that's going to be on them in criminal court. In the U.S., of course, this is not always how it works. Over and over, gun owners make radically irresponsible and dangerous choices, whether that's having a gun in the home when they know that their child is emotionally disturbed or violent, killing someone hastily and claiming a stand your ground defense, or shooting a stranger over a knock at the front door or the chime of a doorbell. In 1984, the Bernie Goetz case in New York City made headlines when he shot four unarmed teenagers on the New York City subway after one approached him and either asked for or demanded $5. While all four teens survived, one was left paralyzed and with brain damage. Goetz claimed that he had been the victim of a previous violent robbery in a city beset by violent crime, and so his reaction to pull out a gun and fire was a reasonable one given his state of mind. It's an absurd argument, especially given the allegations of racist comments from Goetz, but a jury bought it, and he got off on the attempted murder and assault charges and was convicted only of gun charges. And after the appeals process, he ended up just serving just 8 months in prison. But the case, it briefly captivated the public's attention in part because it raised crucial questions. When judging an individual's actions as criminal or not, do we default to what that individual believed was reasonable? Or do we insist that there is some baseline standard of a reasonable person that, no matter the individual's particular background or perspective, one should have to abide by? And how much force is too much to defend one's property? These are questions we continue to face. Do we want to live in a country where deadly force is wielded according to the judgment of people like Goetz or the three men who shot first in Missouri, New York, and Texas? Or do we want to live in a country where, with laws and rules where people can make honest mistakes and not pay for it with their lives? Program conservatives continue to stress that most gun owners are responsible, reasonable, and law-abiding. So it should be easy for them to prove it through a tough but fair licensing process. And when they behave irresponsibly with a weapon that they know full well it was designed to kill, then we must hold them fully accountable, including with criminal charges and serious jail time. Truly reasonable, responsible, and law-abiding people would accept no less. Lots of problems with this there, Ms. Filipovic. First of all, this is something enshrined in the rights, like it or not, like it or not. And your all of your little things, who's going to actually make that happen? Who's going to be the ones that bring this out? Bernie Goetz, somebody just didn't walk up to him, excuse me, sir, can I have $5? He was attacked. And the reason he got off on those charges was not because he should have been found guilty of them. It's because his was a reasonable thing. The only reason thing he got in trouble with was he didn't have a permit. So he got in trouble for that. That's what happened with Bernie Goetz. What happened with these other people? Nobody's claiming that that's stand your ground or that's a reasonable response to those shootings that have occurred here recently. The mistake shootings. Now, extensive training, the passing of a strict test, reasonable limits on what type of weapon you can own, insurance mandates, safety rules, and regular checks. Who's going to do those? And who's going to decide what those look like? You? Are you going to decide that? I doubt it. As far as being a reasonable law-abiding person and being, be willing to accept to prove to you that I am worthy of carrying a gun if you decide which gun I can carry. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the criminals on the side that you guys coddle and you guys enable. And I mean, look at your blue cities. Look at all the population centers where most of this crime is occurring. It's not because of law-abiding gun owners that this occurs. So, you can stick this, up your fourth point of contact, Jill. Okay, this is not happening. This is not going to happen. And all of the whining and all of the pontificating and all the other things out there is not going to do anything about it, because right now you've got a bunch of DAs in these cities that have decriminalized a lot of crime that none of the law-abiding, there's no law-abiding gun owners there to commit it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. for a lot of people out there that are right now beginning to consider buying a gun. Because, you know, this is the other thing that old Filipovic did not take into account with her stuff. You can't rely on the police because in a lot of places the police have been pulled back. There's not enough police out there in the places where they haven't been pulled back. Getting out there and just doing nothing consigns yourself to the point to where if something does happen in your, you know, at your house, in your car, wherever it is you go, if something does happen, then you're going to be calling somebody that has a gun to come and fix it. And it's going to be a minute before they get there. So, yeah. Now, when it comes to guns, if you're looking for stats, looking at the fake stream media, you're going to get, well, you're not going to get a lot of accurate numbers out of this. Instead of the truth, you receive an illusion of truth, repeated by media anchors, talking heads, and spokespeople, government officials, and they always include the gun control advocates in this. And rarely will you see, and joining us now from the Second Amendment Foundation, you'll rarely see that, or Gun Owners of America, you rarely see that. Much of what is passed off as fact these days about guns is propaganda. Like calling an AR-15 an assault rifle. It is not an assault rifle, it is actually a single, it's a semi-automatic rifle. Single pull of the trigger sends a round down range. It is not an assault rifle because a true assault rifle has a select fire switch. You don't hear anything about defensive use of firearms and the promised effectiveness of various firearm restrictions for law-abiding Americans because there is no effectiveness for law-abiding Americans with the firearm restrictions that are imposed upon them. They are simply disarmed. One of the most damning and easily refutable claims is that firearms are the leading cause of childhood fatalities. Motor vehicle accidents have exceeded counts of firearm fatalities for children since 2001. The oldest record from the Centers for Disease and Control points this out. And regardless of how long the gun control pundits yell or repeat their false claim, this hasn't changed. Now what they do is they take and they involve 18 and 19-year-olds in the children category. Because they're not 20. Sometimes they include the 20-year-olds. And when you get the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, a lot of the numbers that you're getting from that is gang warfare. Probably getting some from the 17-year-old and below. But a recent claim about guns surpassing motor vehicles as a leading cause of childhood fatalities made headlines because it came from a University of Michigan study. No one dismisses the tragic murders of children by criminals and the mentally deranged. Now, the firearm industry has actually been working on this for years. And what they have been working on and what they have been bringing down is the accidental killings of children because of lack of gun education. They've also come out with, they're the ones that put the gun locks in all of this stuff. And every gun that comes with you, you get a breech block or a gun lock or something. That's all brought to you by the gun industry. Study doesn't dismiss slanting the computation to include adults in the statistics. To make it the top reason for child fatality to put that category ahead of motor vehicles as a more deadly mechanism. And that is all, that's all put together on purpose that way. As soon as they put out their little study, then NPR came out and they said, they echoed Politico, promoted the same misinformation from a similar study. And just because misconstrued data is always shared all the time, it does not increase how true it is simply because it keeps getting repeated over and over and over again. Instead, you get the opposite effect that happens when people simply accept that what's being shared is fact due to the ubiquitous nature of the information. And this is where the problem comes. Because we get this herd mentality of acceptance. And it takes hold rather than casting a critical eye and properly vetting the data. Everything you hear, you should vet. Everything you hear, you should question. So, if you use the CDC's WISCARS, which is, it's easy to decipher that leading cause of death for children aged 17 years and younger, has been motor vehicles for the past 20 years. Nothing to celebrate, but it's important to point out the facts. Anti-gun proponents were initially adding adults aged 18 and 19 years into the count, or using a specific subset of motor vehicle accidents to make firearm fatality numbers surpass motor vehicles for cause of death. This serves nothing other than an agenda to do this. We should actually, if we're actually going to work on trying to stop the different means and methods that this occurs, then we actually need to have real information there. Now, of course, the left is not interested in making it actually stopping or something. This is all about an agenda and a policy push and a narrative. Changing how the data is packaged to justify a talking point is bad. But misrepresentation to cheat a law-abiding American out of a fundamental constitutional right is reprehensible. And annually, from 2001 to 2020, motor vehicles were the leading cause of death for most kids aged 1 to 17. Much more so than firearm misuse. So-called researchers claim that children were dying more from firearms, even though motor vehicles still amass higher counts. And in fact, the 20-year metrics of both mechanisms show motor vehicles more than doubling the number of childhood deaths by firearms. And notably, these two injury mechanisms have different leading intents. Motor vehicle fatalities are always accidents. Homicide makes up 60% of childhood firearm deaths and predominantly affects older teens. So on the one side, you actually have people deliberately being killed, and on the other side, they're just in the car when it hits something. The firearm and ammunition industry actively pursues the real solution for unauthorized access to firearms and suicide prevention, while the anti-gun advocates are solely seeking to ban things. And bans and restrictions don't stop crime, because that's not going to stop a bad guy from getting a gun. We know this already. Propagandists who knowingly push cherry-picked and incomplete information inflict genuine harm for the issues they misrepresent, and the conversation around firearm safety is not exempt. So, muddying the waters with patently false claims and stringing together a correlation with no causation is distracting at best. But that's what they do. That's all they do. It happens every day, all day. All day, every day. And it just makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder about these guys. It's easy to see through. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News update. The gloves are coming off as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being forced to continually defend the bipartisan debt ceiling deal he worked out with the White House. Today he said he's confused by the opposition in his own party.
I'm not sure what in the bill people are concerned about. It is the largest savings of $2.1 trillion we've ever had.
McCarthy said a compromise had to be made so the GOP couldn't get everything it wanted. The House Freedom Caucus is urging fellow Republicans to vote against the bill. Members of the House Freedom Caucus also considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They are upset over the debt ceiling bill. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made the announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband. Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care earlier this year after suffering a series of hospitalizations. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Colorado. Well, they're wanting to do some bans there, too, in Colorado. And the gun grabbers there, they actually believe that there's something that would come of gun grabbing, which is interesting. They believe that they can reduce gun violence of all kinds with gun control legislation, which if that worked, then there would be no crime, there would be no drug abuse, there would be no speeding. What they do is they tug at your heartstrings about Uvalde and Aurora and Orlando and Boulder and Sandy Hook and Nashville and Dadeville and Louisville and every day across the country. It's an epidemic, don't you know? And everybody, and this is the thing, and I don't really blame them, you know, I don't. A lot of people that lose a loved one to murder, become lawmakers, like Senator Tom Sullivan of Centennial, Colorado, whose son Alex was killed during the Aurora Theater shooting. And he is one that is pushing past resistance from the gun industry, misguided gun activists. But his advice is clear. The money's more critical to the issue than political histrionics. So then from there, see, what they do is they decide to focus in the wrong direction. They decide to look at the NRA. Now, the NRA, as it sits right now today, membership-wise, I don't know where they are. As far as the ILA is concerned, I don't know where they are. They just had their annual meeting. I know that a lot of things are sort of up there. There's a lot of new people on the board. But they're not going to. They reelected Wayne LaPierre to executive vice president, which means he's still basically in charge. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter who the first vice president is. It only matters who is the executive vice president. And that is Wayne LaPierre. Now, while they get out there and they're focusing, they keep talking about how the NRA and, in certain cases, Rocky Mountain gun owners have deviously woven our gun rights mythology with fierce patriotism. So there is no gun right, you see. It's all a myth. There's no gun rights at all. Despite what we've seen from the Supreme Court three different times, there are no gun rights. It's a myth. And it's pegged on equating the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, guaranteeing free speech, this is what they say, with the Second Amendment, preserving the ability of citizen militias to help defend the nation against foreign invaders. That's not what the Second Amendment says. So right off the bat, here we go. We have, once again, this misinterpretation of the Second Amendment put out there as a fact. And they say that NRA has made it where Congress has put no regulation of firearms in the same way that there's virtually no regulation of speech, despite those 23,000 some odd, you know, gun rules and laws that are out there today. And in this particular missive, the result is a chaotic free-for-all where about 100,000 Americans are killed or maimed each year by firearms. That happens nowhere in the United States. That happens nowhere in the United States. Those numbers are nowhere like that. And then they look at the urban megalopolis like Chicago and L.A. And I guess it's okay for these shootings to happen there, but not in Aurora. They say we are killed and wounded by guns at a rate that is 25 times higher than any other developed democratic nation. Well, once again, we need to look at violence. We don't need to look at gun violence. Gun violence is a subset. It is not the only set. As a matter of fact, if you look at the violence that is perpetrated without guns, you're only looking at about, I think it's either 8 or 18% of all violent crime has a gun involved in it, where either 92 or 82% of other violent crime occurs without a gun. You don't have to have a gun to rape somebody, to murder somebody, to do an assault with a deadly weapon, to do an aggravated assault. You don't have to have those to do those kind of things. You can be armed with all kinds of other things. And here we're focusing on the gun, and we're doing it in the most disingenuous way known. They claim that we say that these massacres are simply the price we pay for our Second Amendment freedom or our inability to fight back against the mythology. But there is no mythology involved in this. This is a right. There is no. So I guess what it comes down to, they believe that they are leading the way in fighting this mythology. And guess what? Well, they don't have the votes right now to have the, quote, assault weapon ban. But, I mean, like I said, when you're getting out there and you're misrepresenting everything and telling everybody out there that, and this is a thing that happens with news that I don't think most people understand. If you get out there first, even with a lie, that's the thing everybody's going to remember. Not that it came out later that the lie was actually a lie, but this happened. This 100,000 people dying due to gun violence every year, that's totally made up. That would be 2.5 years. And of that 100,000, about 70,000 of those would be suicide, which is a whole different thing altogether, and which is now segueing into suicide-homicide with the whole transgender nonsense, the whole mental illness nonsense. They make out like the NRA is this master lobbying firm and everything. And right now, the NRA is barely holding on. I don't know how much of a factor they are in the day-to-day fight for gun rights. They obviously were not or are not necessary for us to do certain things because we're doing some very good things. 27 states now have permitless carry, which is not something they mention here in the Colorado piece. But, you know, then we also got to talk about other free democratic nations. The Second Amendment isn't about hunting, and it's not about sportsmen. And the regulated part of guns in the Second Amendment has to do more with training than actual rulemaking. That's the vernacular of the time. All these places they mention where they're, especially the UK. The UK does all of these things about, you know, regulating sportsmen and everything else. And yes, you can go buy a suppressor at a hardware store. You're expected to do it just out of politeness. Getting the gun is a little harder, but for hunters and sportsmen in England, you can get license for various things, and you can get various guns, and then you can have them in a very limited capacity. Now, if somebody breaks into your house and you use one of those guns to defend yourself, you likely are going to go to jail. So there's a whole different thing going on here. These guys, my presumption is that they get it and they just don't care. They just don't care. They want to see the nation disarmed. And, well, they're never going to stop. They're never going to stop until they achieve that, this nirvana that they think they want. And, I guess my job and your job is to make sure they never get to see that nirvana. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Saw this in the news the other day. Rising Democratic star faces 17 counts of fraud, lying to FBI during bid against DeSantis. This was about Andrew Gillum. He was on trial in a federal court in Tallahassee on Tuesday when prosecutors argued he committed various crimes during his run for governor. Per the assistant U.S. attorney prosecuting the case, Gillum used campaign funds to finance his mortgage, expensive car payments, and private tuition for his children, so he was deceiving donors and stealing from his own campaign. What this has to do with gun owners should be evident from the words rising Democratic star. Among other things, CNN described Gillum during the Florida governor's race as a Bernie Sanders-backed progressive who championed Medicare for all single-payer health insurance, so that means he's a socialist. It also follows that he was also a wannabe gun grabber, as Amoland News noted in a 2018 report. He said, when we win, we're going to ban assault weapons in Florida. Now, this turns ominous when you consider this against his backing by the Democratic Socialists of America, and when that is considered against DSA songs preserved via the Internet Archive with lyrics like, "Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Bourgeois, bourgeois. And when the revolution comes, we'll kill you all with knives and guns. Bourgeois, bourgeois." It does explain why they don't want the productive property class armed. And fortunately for gun owners, Gillum didn't win, but only by a slim margin of 33,000 votes out of the over 8 million cast, under half a percentage point. And that's all that stood between a Florida governor by a collectivist gun grabber and Ron DeSantis. And forget vetoing the admittedly incomplete, if omitted, open carry permitless carry bill that DeSantis signed. Gillum would have been leading the prohibitionist mob to ratchet up more restrictions. And when you begin to consider the quality of character Democrats will vote for and give power to, especially in light of an incident in 2020 reported by the Washington Free Beacon that can alternatively be described as bizarre and disgusting. Gillum was found unconscious in a hotel room littered with drug paraphernalia, stained bedding, and towels, along with two other men, one reportedly a gay porn actor slash escort, and three bags of what police said was crystal methamphetamine, all as well as numerous prescription drugs, including a vial of papaverin, phentolamine, and alprostadil, a mixture commonly injected into injected by men suffering from, you know, that kind of dysfunction. When found that way, he was not arrested. I guess, you know, anybody else with fewer connections probably would be arrested, but he was allowed to return home and later go through the motions of entering rehab. And it could be argued that the success of that rehabilitation, at least the moral part, has manifested itself in this alleged behavior, resulting in Gillum's current legal predicament. Here's the thing about Democrats. Democrats think that legislatively they can control human behavior. And then they get out there and give us varying examples of why they themselves cannot control even their own behavior. They can't control themselves. They demand coercive control over you, but they can't control themselves. Some of it may be projection, not trusting others, you know, because they know they can't be trusted. But more often than not, recalling examples like Marion Barry and Leland Yee or your criminal Bloomberg mayor of choice is because they're just corrupt. The mayors will fool the mayors of against illegal guns. Every gun for them was an illegal gun for most of them because most of them had broke the law. And then, you know, you get out there and, you know, that you consider that their useful idiot constituents keep voting for them, even knowing what they are. And it suggests Democrats get the government and the crime that they deserve, but the rest of us don't. It also says much of how far the Republic has degenerated since John Adams addressed the Massachusetts militia and warned, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Which leaves out every town and the demanding mon for Gillum. Segwaying, and I talked about this yesterday, we're apparently such a stage of degeneracy that the anti-gun radicals are buying guns to shoot people and make the case for banning guns. And now you've got transgender people getting out there and advocating that other, especially transgender women, I guess, which are actually men, right? So the ones that claim to be transgender women, you had that Yahoo that got on TikTok or Instagram the other day and said, "I dare you to try to stop me going into a women's restroom. It'll be the last mistake you ever make." And he's saying, arm up. Arm up. Connor Sturgeon, the man responsible for the deaths of five on April the 10th, reportedly admitted that the motivation for his killing spree, besides being suicidal, was to further the left's gun control agenda. And that manifesto has actually made it out into the open. Supposedly, Audrey Hale's manifesto is too astronomically bad to be allowed out there in the open. Considering what she did, I don't know what she could have possibly written down that would be worse. But I digress. In his manifesto, it disclosed that he shot and killed multiple colleagues in part to prove his belief that guns are too easy to obtain in Kentucky. He also reportedly wanted to draw attention to mental illness, something his parents later disclosed he suffered from and took medicine for, and explicitly expressed a desire to kill himself. This guy had a lot of brain injuries. This guy kind of reminds me of Charles Pittman. Because Charles Pittman, the Austin Clock Tower shooter, he had a lot of brain issues. This guy had to wear headgear to play basketball. He'd had a lot of brain concussions. Now, the shooter died when the police rolled up on him, and his death illustrates that the best way to counter a trigger happy madman is for a good guy with a gun to employ the great equalizer. But that's not the message a gun control activist took away from the tragedy, of course. They latched onto the shooter's crimes to embolden Democrats to move forward with unconstitutional red flag laws and gun grabs. Now, does it get out there and give the shooter sympathy? If it wasn't so bad and so misguided, it would be a parody. But deadly and destructive extremism from leftist ideologues is nothing new. Rioting and vandalism and violence and self-immolation, even if it means the loss of life, have become hallmarks of today's leftism, and more often than not celebrated as a means to a desired end. Remember in April 2022 when a climate extremist died after setting fire to himself in front of the Supreme Court? The fatal Earth Day protest should have been a stark warning that radical leftists are willing to go to great lengths to ensure the government takes up their agenda. Instead, it was hailed as a fearless act of compassion. From Twitter, we get this from Dr. Key Critty, a female. This guy was my friend. He meditated with our Sangha. This act is not suicide. This was a deeply fearless act of compassion to bring attention to climate crisis. We're piecing together info, but he had been planning it at least for 1 year. Hashtag win Bruce. I am so moved. And the worst part of that is that his suicide was a copycat incident of another suicidal climate zealot who dosed himself with gasoline, burned to death in a Brooklyn park in 2018. And he got an admiring article from the New York Times. So, you know, these leftists, they look at this kind of stuff. It's the same thing as the Judean People's Front from the life of Brian, where they roll up on Brian, who's been crucified. They pull open their shirts, and they're supposed to be the crack suicide squad, and they kill themselves, and they fall to the ground going, that'll show them. That's what this is. And they're going to capitalize on the deranged shooter if they can. The question becomes, will we allow that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.